by Odessa, 88 Ithaca, 91.90 Watkins Glen, or O, Carlsbad Springs. Welcome to our numbers. Zeppelin, Mighty from Redneck Blues. You've seen the American Dream. Yeah. I'm going to weeks at the Peretta Soul Fest here in Italy. He's one of the hair. And now in Blue Zeppelin, we are very fortunate to have Gruna Duffy here via the Skype. We're going to speak to her, but first to the title track of her album called Dirt here on the Blues.
Come to
Zeppelin hovering high above Ireland. Duffy on the line, the Blue Zeppelin.
Very delighted to be asked to join.
Well, the last time you were on here, after the wonderful you'd put on at the Blues Festival in 2000 in Transylvania, I should say Romania, have you back here flying in the Zeppelin.
Well, thank you. I recall the last time, maybe the last time, but I'm delighted.
Let me ask you, the guitar in that track is just incredible. I mean, your vocals as well have found a great guitar.
Well, I have to be honest, well, a guy who was co-producing the record is absolutely brilliant, Mark Ford, obviously a member of the Black Crowes, and he actually co-produced the record. It was amazing in terms of finding guitar. We knew the sound of the Crowes, and he was there during the Southern. So he actually is playing back there. So a lot of it, him as well. He really knows his tones. He knows his sounds. He knew. So there you go. With Mark Ball, you can't beat it.
A little bit about the thinking that to Dirt Woman.
Well, it actually culmination of a big study. I recently undertook a PhD blues, and it was like a doctorate in looking at of the blues woman from race. And it really that really record because I constantly have from Mamie Smith, Bessie Spivey, like all the original harp, all the original blues women, right blues women. So really and truly immersing myself in that history, and I was looking at like Letty Smith and how are they different? The lyrics of Sue Fold, myself, of anybody working today, and what I was finding was. Didn't change that much for women, and things have come on brilliantly in terms of independence, but just how women, and really a lot of those records is just this shared its history, past and now present. That was a big part of it, and as well as being part of the currently in the blues scene, and as well as that, it was just generous COVID, the idea of treat yourself from being in mode and being sometimes people themselves, and I found that worked in my writing as well.
On the road again?
I was actually playing last night at the Belfast, and we were very lucky to be going. It was a postponed tour from May and July, so we're going to be playing Leans in Nashville right up. Yeah, we're out on the road, yeah.
Well, I was at the Belfast in 2008, Seamus and the rest of the team, the festival.
Yes, they put it on. Last night was superb. Stelworth, the people who've music and go year in, year out, they're the ones who are going to the live all through the year and for us artists because, you know, if you think, for this, I realize how important all the games are as well during the year to keep. We kind of have a problem in Ireland. The big gigs are becoming real, and you know, people are spending one gig that it's really comparable gigs. People just don't go out unless there are shows that cost like 100 and then to stay in a hotel becomes, you know, impossible for their shows. So for people to be smaller, independent festivals, really, really important.
Amen. I heard it here on the Blue Zeppelin about going to the big stadium gig, support local.
And I read about it every time I go to. I've only had big gigs, let's say, in the last 5 years. I'm against them. You go, you're in a bad position, you land very well, you're probably in the crowd, you're off being at home, like, you know, at home on TV. I played last year, amazing experience in an acoustic tent. But we went down to the McCartney, and really and truly, you probably had watching it at Paul McCartney. You don't to go to an event like last year because there's so many brilliant stages, and, you know, it is a brilliant. I'm talking about this. Very much going on in the music industry at the moment, gigs and people not getting music.
Yeah, I agree. Something you said earlier, you said doctoral work, you're listening to a lot of music from the the first half of the and middle of the 20th century blues. And how did that reinforce feeling about what you do as an artist?
Well, totally reinforced. I was really trying to be approached to playing blues and like a syndrome whereby I wasn't feeling like in homage to my roots and that I've put on myself wanting to call myself. But when you're playing guitar and you have your some style, I wanted to be sincere about it. So he led me down the road of topics and what they spoke about from their history. Like I found a lot of these women actually taught her, and some of those sons were, for example, his mother taught him how to play guitar. I found it all of this information, and it really strengthened working in the genre because I stand those women, and I feel like now a sort of in like a foremother. You know, that's really very experienced and a similar stuff. Listening to that music and reading and really absorb it has been very.
That's wonderful, and I'd like to say defend your thesis and our PhD. I hope you throw a celebrity, and I would like to be there.
You know, I've actually done that. I actually have my PhD, and I am on vacation just recently. So, but you know, I've been really playing with the idea, doing something in a overly educational way, but a show that can bring to light the blues women with all this information. That would be fun for people to watch, very informative, and would, I suppose, give these artists, let them, like, I know Rosetta Tharpe is, people are celebrating her out of rock and roll, if you like, but they're discovered in there. And if you look, handbooks are available on Blues and, or like, you know, Sun, the amount of information is lacking in comparison.
Other track from this wonderful called Dirt Woman Blues track.
Hello.
And this song is Inspiration. What's this one about? You hear me? Rana, are you there? Well, looks like we've lost Liberation, and we're going to come back and back on Skype. That track Liberation, and we have Gruna double Skype line. And Gruna, that song, there's that great tempo.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. Obviously, Lynyrd Skynyrd made it famous. At the same time, I just like something in one groove and you slip into another. Early on, hearing John Mayall doing something on the Dino album with a switch tempo, and I always love that feel.
Great song. And in Europe again, why don't you tell us about To the Continent?
I'm going to be doing some shows. This I'm doing in Lyon, back in Germany. We have been in Germany, like, in terms of doing the club show in September, but we're going to end as well. We just recently got an approach to Holland. But I was going to see RonnieDuffy.com, but we've got a number of European tour dates coming up this summer as well.
That's great. And when I listen, a song, really, it's called Rise Above, some Celtic drumming going on. You want to tell
so
me about that?
We're actually playing it. Gary Clark Jr.'s band. It's a guy called J.J. Johnson Ford, who's the producer. His son was playing bass. And J.J. Johnson has, on this record, played with Tedeschi Trucks and also John Mayer for a while. So fabulous. But he just took on the idea, and it doesn't feel, we weren't even in studio, but it just went that way.
Yeah, and the lyrics are beautiful.
you. Thank you very much.
Fine. I'll say goodbye to you off a beautiful track called Rise.
Thank you.
Reality a lot less. This is the blues.
I came to just stand the ground, serve for me where I wanna be. Now, so many feeling lights keeping it a bit alive. Yeah. Me, I love fast.